Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, friends of friends and guests and family. Loud and Obnoxious, week 14. Phil is back with us after a week off. He was unable to make it last week because he is now a resident and of Denver, Colorado. So let's start off with a hello, welcome back, Phil. How are you, Bubba?
I'm doing great. Yeah, just found out today that I'm taking the plunge for the Loud and Obnoxious podcast. I'm going all in for it. Coming to Denver.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're stoked to have you out here. Now we got the whole team. So we're pretty much going to take this thing to the top. Watch out the guys at Barstool and the guys at the Ringer. We're coming for you in the one spot.
I mean, Pierce. You know, when I have that much confidence in something, you know, it means business.
Uh-oh. Phil's confident, baby. He's confident. I love a confident Phil.
I know. It's dangerous. Watch out, ladies. Watch out. And Pierce, how are we this evening? Kind of getting settled in Colorado?
Yeah, I still don't have anywhere to sit yet, Skip, but doing okay.
It happens. You can stand for this. Everybody else will probably be listening standing as well. So
they should be. Like, it's been all day anyway. Like, all I want to do is walk around.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, hopefully we won't keep you seated for too long. We'll get all fired up and start yelling at the screens, and we can kind of make our way. But as I said earlier, thank you all for tuning back in for week 14. We have a big slate this weekend. We had a lot of action in college football this past weekend. Phil and I were together watching the LSU-Bama game, so we'll recap that all that good fun, as well as we'll touch on the streak that is our NFL teams. We all win, which means we all celebrate. Congrats. Boys.
Skins.
Yes, sir.
What a win. What a road win for the Skins. I never saw that coming. I never saw that one coming. Maybe even like in the third quarter, I just knew we were going to blow it and then didn't. So, hey.
Shock proud of you. I'm good proud boy. Of you. Yep.
Still alive.
That they are. You know, the coveted sixth spot is still in the hunt, and we'll get into the NFL. Don't worry. But with, you know, baseball being out, football in full gear, we're our full stride. We're going to start harping on some NBA. College basketball starts this week. Shout out to the middle ball, son. You're an idiot. But and then the NBA is about 10 to 12 games in, so we can start to see exactly who sucks and who still has yet to be determined. So we have a nice little dot. Everything on the docket tonight should be a nice, fun, controversial conversation.
Let's just talk about the ball kid real quick. Like, I don't know that I've ever stolen. I mean, I'm not going to, like, start stealing shit in China, of all places, you know? Like,
I know, that's where you get caned. Don't they cane you for shit like that?
You might never, like, be heard from again, you know? I mean, I guess if you're on UCLA, you got a pretty good chance to not be, you know, taken away and beaten. But, like, why are you fucking stealing shit in China? That's just stupid. They're watching you. They're watching everything you Americans do over there.
Where on earth would would you think that somebody – the country still cane people?
Dude, because they do shit like that over there, probably.
Yeah, no, they just arrest you. Rules. They just arrest you for, you know, pretty easy reasons. You're stealing something and now they're in jail. Sounds pretty standard.
Well, you
procedure.
Get arrested for that shit in America as well. But the fact is, if you're the kid that starts graffitiing cars in fucking Thailand or Vietnam or where the fuck that was, they'll cane your ass. And so, if my dad was LeVar Ball, I would expect him to get me out, but if I was China, I'd cane him twice as hard because the dad's a cocksucker.
They need
the
cane LeVar Ball, yeah.
Oh, wouldn't that be great, like, if LeVar went over there and took one for the team?
They should make his son watch him get caned.
See, that would be a great punishment, and I would love it even more if LeVar – we all know LeVar would not take the caning for his son. He's one of those guys that would talk the big game and back his kids, and then they're like, well, do you want to get up here on the platform and take the caning? We all know that guy would fucking puss out so quickly. So.
Oh, yeah. Nah, boy, you made your bed. You sleep.
But, yeah.
LeVar didn't do that. LeVar don't do nothing.
Yeah, and that ugly youngest one. I guess we shouldn't harp on 16-year-olds, but at the same time, if they want to cane all of the balls, I'm cool with that, except for my balls. It's a classic Adrian Peterson situation. See what I did there, gentlemen?
Yeah, very classic AP. Maybe AP's been spending some time in Vietnam or something, and we just didn't know that.
That's a good point. That's where he learned his training tactics with his kids. So maybe
he was just using the switch.
Well, same thing. Tomato, you know, potato. I'm sure it's not actually a cane.
I don't know. Cane sounds switch. Pretty worse than a switch.
Well, we don't know how the girth of that switch. Like, it could have been a pretty big switch. We don't know. We don't know.
Yeah, and so we've come full circle. So we've gone from football to basketball, and we're back to football. And so with that, we'll kind of get this party started. All right, all right, all right. First things first. College football was mayhem this weekend. Teams were dropping like flies, specifically Pierce's Dandy Dozen sleeper pick for the year. The Penetration State literally got fucked.
Man, they're done, huh? They're done. I didn't see the Big Ten falling apart like this. I saw the Big 12, Pac-12, but man, the Big Ten is a fucking mess right now.
I told you that Penn State was going to falter, you know, James Franklin's a good coach, but he's kind of like he's not going to win a bunch of games.
Why not?
Because he's a Vanderbilt guy. I don't know. He's just got he doesn't have the best pedigree. He doesn't know how to win big games.
Yeah. Well, he won the Rose Bowl last year, didn't he?
And he beat Ohio State last year.
Well, then he loses to, you know, Michigan State.
That is true. That is true. And they do, you know, that is – I think Phil did say it that, you know, we were hyping Big Ten. I mean, a couple of weeks ago when they had three teams in the top 10, we were kind of not necessarily woolly, but we were giving them credit where credit was due. And Phil was a little hasty to jump on that. So I'll give you a shout out on that, but that wasn't even the only upset. So yeah, Phil's boys lose with a last second field goal or overtime field goal, whatever it may have been. But that wasn't even the best one, as we all have enjoyed this year, is ripping on Ohio State. And man, did they get fucked this weekend.
Yeah.
Pummeled.
That was violation.
I mean, I'm not going to say that Iowa's good because I don't really know shit about them. They always seem like it's a stagnant offense, a 17-13 game. But they went off for 55 points, and the quarterback threw for 5 fucking touchdowns.
Yeah,
I didn't really see any of it, but I can't see that Ohio State really had any respect for Iowa.
Who were they looking ahead?
I don't know how you get just.
They have Michigan ahead? State. Don't they? I think they still have Michigan State left to play, as well as Michigan. So they have a couple games left. That I mean,
Michigan is trash.
That is possibly true. Their offense seems shit with a corn at quarterback and Spates out. So I think everyone's kind of fallen in line with what Phil had said early on with we'll see which one comes out. But when we're talking Big Ten, we can't exclude the still undefeated Wisconsin Badgers who get
Everyone forgets about them. Yeah, they'll get beat. They'll get beat.
They are like talk about trash. Like they're not a good team. Have you looked at who they've played so far?
I mean, I know they're wrong.
We can't help
their whole division. Yeah, their division is shit compared to the other side.
Can't. And they don't play anybody from the other side this year. They play Michigan. That's it. That Michigan's the toughest. Well, I guess they get Iowa this week, and then they get Michigan. But man, undefeated Wisconsin does not deserve to be in over a one loss anybody.
I agree.
They play nobody. You got to play somebody. BYU is your out of conference game. I'm sorry, that just does not cut. Well, cut the mustard.
Let me air some fucking quick grievances for those that know me. Dewey, I had a 7 game parlay in action. It was just a basic $10 guy, $10 to win $650. in the first 6 games, the last game was Fresno State. Surely will cover the 14 points against BYU because, as we all know, BYU is hot fucking garbage. Sure the fuck enough, BYU decides to play football this week, only lose by 7, making that the most Mormon thing ever. But they covered and blew my whole parlay. Couldn't be more angry at the screaming Mormons ever in my life. God damn it.
Man, who wins 6 out of 7 and doesn't hedge their bet in that last game?
Phil and I were drunk watching the LSU-Bama game before the game started. So the 6th game had not won by the time the 7th game was kicking off.
Okay, and I got gotcha.
I wasn't gotcha. Sitting there like in front of my computer and an octoplex where I was able to watch all the games. So just wanted to get that out of the way. It's been griping me for a couple days. I know I sent y'all a picture of it, but fuck that game.
Oh, the elusive 7-game parlay.
God damn. But okay.
And you'll do another one this week, too. You'll probably put in 2 this week because sooner or later, one's got to hit, right?
Well, I mean, if y'all noticed, if you'll notice, I also had that four-game parlay that was 3 for 4 with the overs of, like, Mississippi State, Ole Miss, and Auburn. And the fourth game was Fresno, which I thought was my lock.
Oh, yeah. See, that's your mistake. You can't put the same game in every parlay.
It wasn't like, all of them, but I thought that was a pretty strong one. The Mississippi State over was in all of them. Ole Miss's over was in all my parlays. But I came out on top of the bookie this weekend. He felt the wrath of Kippy.
Good, good, man. Congratulations.
I'm chipper. But, you know, so we'll move through the divisions. I just had to air that grievance I have with BYU when you mentioned them.
Fuck BYU.
And fuck the Big Ten. Yeah. Let's move on.
We've already gone over the Utah.
Yep, yep. Screw them all. And we've already announced, remember when we were making fun of Mormons, that segment? Well, that's back because we're angry at them. So fuck them.
Angry. We're pissed. I drove through Utah like a couple weeks ago. It was fucking awful. I didn't see like one. Well, I saw some cool shit, but it was all nature. Like, you got cool nature. Like, bravo. Like, they didn't do that. Like, none of the Mormons are responsible for nature. So, fuck them.
Yeah.
Hey, Mormons, what do you got? Yeah, for nothing.
Two of y'all that are staying up late. Yeah. Long skirts and longer hair on their wives.
Yeah. They got multiple wives. We have touched on that's like the one positive thing they got.
They range from ages of 15 to 39. Can't beat that with a stick. I won't lie about that. But okay. So,
is that true?
That's what he does.
I may be thinking of someone totally different. Who knows? That could just be those people that were in Jonestown. That could easily not be actual Mormons. But let's go on to the next conference. Obviously, we're going to harp on the college football playoffs. So let's talk about teams that are kind of in the mix since Big Ten's out. We have a couple teams in the ACC vying for it. Miami beat the brakes off of Virginia Tech. And amongst, you know, I guess the chatter of the weekend was the Swag U is back. But also, their fans are fucking degenerate drunks that try to beat up cops and everything. Did y'all see that action on the internet this weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah, that chick.
She got knocked the fuck out.
So if a girl swings at a cop, he's allowed to knock her out.
She got charged.
No, that guy got in trouble.
She got charged with a felony striking a police officer.
What about that dude? What about that cop? He knocked her the fuck out.
I think he got in trouble. I think he got in trouble too. I haven't Googled it because I was Googling Miami.
Because what she did was terrible. But he was
this used to be a sports podcast. Now we just talk shit about everything. I love it.
Well, I mean, you know, I love it. It's what's going on in the world.
I can't get enough of it. But yeah, I mean, he was probably not in the right, but at the same time, he's probably dealing with a bunch of drunk college kids all day. And when the girl swung at him, missed, and then swung at him and made contact, he was like, game, set, match, bitch. You're going down.
Yeah. He knocked
her out. I don't condone female or ever striking a woman. I'm still Team Zeke, definitely anti-Team Hardy, but at the same time, it's getting lit in fucking Miami right now. I mean, those guys, they look like they can play some football. They beat the brakes off of Virginia Tech. They got Notre Dame coming in, and they're starting to kind of creep up into the playoff picture. So, I mean, and they're going to be – they pretty much won the Coastal Division of the ACC this weekend by beating Virginia Tech. So now they have a 2.5-game lead on them, with only 2 conference games left. So I think they won the division right there. So it's pretty interesting.
This is probably the first time I can say in a long, long time that I'm excited for a Notre Dame game because they're playing Miami.
Yeah, and this used to be a good rivalry. So
Catholics versus convicts, as they used to say.
I'm pretty sure that Miami's going to beat the shit out of them. I just don't respect Notre Dame at all. Yeah, I do. I do. I hope.
See, I think it's the other way around. I want Miami to win, but I think Notre Dame's going to beat them. Notre Dame's beaten everybody that's come across them, except for Georgia. They lost by 1 point, which proved to be a quality loss.
Yeah, it definitely did. But I just don't like the way that Notre Dame can not be in a conference, kind of half-ass play in the ACC, and get a fucking chance to play this. I mean, they did schedule Georgia, so bravo to that, but I just fucking hate Notre Dame, man. I always hate Notre Dame. Fuck them. They're going to get blown out. Like, the one time they actually did get there, they got the shit kicked out of them. So why should they be there? They're just like a fucking –
I mean, we can't judge them off of a 2011 appearance of Manti Te'o.
Yes,
and it looks
can.
Like his
best. Yeah, you can. Because that's the
their whole program. That can't be not – that cannot be the spectrum.
Dude,
Notre Dame
is never going to be the Notre Dame of – years and years ago.
Never.
Like, they're just not.
I'm not saying it's Lou Holtz. group. I'm just
okay.
Like,
so, 1977. So they might play. They have a random ass schedule. So some years it can be the hardest schedule you've ever seen. Some years, like this year, it can be a little easier, and they only have one loss, and then they're going to get their asses kicked in the playoff.
A little easier. They beat the shit out of number 11 USC. Literally,
USC beat the shit out of trash.
They're still, but I mean, these are quality wins. These are quality wins.
Yeah, right.
They've made.
Beating Wake Forest by 11 is a quality win.
Yeah, bravo.
It's like beating LSU. They're both three loss bullshit teams.
Okay, whoop de doo. Beating LSU doesn't mean shit.
I'm just saying they've proven as much on the field as say Bama, who's only beaten.
What?
I mean, has played what? I mean, why would you say that Notre Dame? What? Notre Dame has beaten more top 25 teams than Bama. Yeah, if not more, they've beaten four top 25 teams.
I don't care. What teams were those?
You're counting
NC State, USC
by 20.
USC, NC State, Michigan State. They get Miami this weekend, and they get Stanford. Okay. Bama hadn't beaten anybody.
None of those teams are like they're barely in the top 25. They're like in one week out the other.
Bama did.
Who was Bama beaten? Georgia's the only team. Who's Bama beaten?
Nobody. But they've blown everybody out by like 45.
Notre Dame's doing the same thing by 25 points against ranked teams. Then
not really. They beat.
Yes, really. Yes, really.
They beat Wake by 11. They beat NC State by I guess 21.
How many they beat? Hey, Michigan they played.
Oh, that's pretty good, I guess. How many
they beat Miami, Ohio, 52-17. Okay.
All right, let's make a wager. Y'all give me Notre Dame on the money line. If they lose at Miami this weekend, I'll take y'all to Wing Night next week.
Not that confident in Miami though.
If y'all lose, y'all have to pick up my bar tab when I go out drinking.
I'm not gonna pay for you to get drunk because I don't even pay for myself to get drunk. But I would buy you.
I'm just saying, put your money where your mouth is. I think Notre Dame's more legit than y'all are giving.
Yeah, I think Miami.
And
I think Miami's more legit.
But I don't think Miami. I don't think Miami's that good either.
I don't know why.
They've also beaten more teams in the top 25 than Bama.
This guy thinks Bama's not good. He's about to.
I'm not saying Bama's not good, but I'm saying if y'all want to level the spectrum, y'all use a 2011 fucking Notre Dame as a reference for 2017 Notre Dame.
Yeah, it's the only time I've seen them.
Yes, because
stage.
That's
yeah,
they
falter on the big stage. That's what they do. That's just what they do.
Those guys, there's literally one guy that's still relevant from the 2011 team, and he plays on Phil's pro team. That's the only program.
That matter. I'm just saying.
What about the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns?
He was on the 5-7 team last year. That's probably another reason why they sucked last year. They also we'll cross the Browns' horrible situation when we get to the NFL. But I'm just saying that's another good game to watch for this weekend. Miami can either creep up even closer to the picture and knock Notre Dame out, or Notre Dame can kind of go ahead and lock themselves into a playoff
spot. Yeah, pretty much, man.
Not lock it in because they could lose to Stanford.
Okay, so now we're giving Stanford credit when they're actually fucking garbage.
Yeah, Stanford's trash, but it is at Stanford.
I mean, they can't score for shit.
No, they can't. And it they couldn't score on Oregon State. Like, how are they going to score on Notre Dame?
They could lose. They could lose. I'm just saying.
They could. No, they could. Anybody can beat anybody any week.
State could beat Bama this weekend, but I'm not counting my.
Yeah.
I'm not betting on that one. I'm not even going to touch that one.
This dude was cheering.
Where is it?
This dude, Kip, was cheering every fucking injury that happened for the Bama during the game. Yeah, he's like, every time the dude's getting carried off the field, he's cheering. I'm like, shut the fuck up, dude.
Like, that's going to help your team. You need, like, a fucking bus crash.
I need more help. I was cheering for Hurts to get hurt. I needed as much. We need as much help as we can get. Dan has never beaten Bama, but we'll get to that next. Speaking of which, we'll talk about, you know, we just crossed our bridge of ACC Miami game. Clemson's not. They have Florida State this weekend. What we all hoped was going to be a highly anticipated game before the season is not. So we're not even going to talk about it. And so Miami will play Clemson in the AACC championship game. So Miami still has a tough road to technically get in, but at the same time, Clemson will be cheering for Miami this weekend to build clout for their resume.
Hey, well, but Clemson,
let's talk a little SEC
already
football.
In though. They're number four. Like if they win out, they're going to be in the playoff.
But they have to play Miami.
I'm just saying.
But they have to play Miami.
All I'm saying though is if they win out, they're in. They control their own destiny. They're good. They're good.
True. True, very much. But they get, I mean, I do agree. They are definitely in control of theirs because unless they lose, you know. But at the same time, it always is nice if there's a bunch of one-loss teams right there at 4, 5, 6, 7. To have wins over top 10 teams like a Miami would be nice to have in your back pocket. Like Oklahoma was hoping Ohio State was going to be a little bit more relevant. So they kind of got bit in the ass this weekend on that regard. But let's talk some SEC football. The teams that are top of the playoff polls as well as some good action this weekend also. Let's start with the game Phil and I watched together last weekend. I don't know if Bama's that good or LSU's offense is just Danny Etling's not that good. You know, the offense just couldn't get – 24-10 wasn't convincing. Like, Bama didn't surprise me. But at the same time, Bama's got Mullen's number, so I'm not expecting much this weekend. But at the same time, they just didn't wow me like I've saw in other games. Like, Auburn looked pretty strong against ATM. They even looked okay against, you know, at losing at LSU. I don't know necessarily that Bama can technically win out. I don't, you know, so I'm not sure after watching them full length this week how
they
good
did
they
not
are.
Look like the clear cut better team that game. Like, I mean, they made the better plays, you know, they scored the touchdowns, but like as far as game plan, I mean, I got to give credit to Orgeron. I really do.
Dude, if LSU could have thrown the ball down the field, they would have won that game.
Well, like,
they couldn't throw the ball down the field.
A couple were Etling's. Were terrible throws by Etling, but a couple was Chark just being an idiot, taking an awful route to the ball.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
And, but, you know, we complete one of those, two of those, score on the touchdown rather than a field goal on that when we had, you know, inside the five. I mean, it's definitely, it was definitely a lost opportunity.
Phil.
I mean, Bama's the better team, but they weren't clear cut the better team.
No, I'm with you.
Yeah, y'all humanized them. Y'all made them look mortal, so to speak. You know, when everyone's talking about them beating the brakes off of mundane Vanderbilt, a down year Ole Miss, a fucking garbage team in Tennessee. I mean, yeah, they can win 55-10 in those games, but when it comes to a team where you're playing equal talent level, you know, similar squads in that regard, and you're at home. I mean, understandably, you're 24-point favorites. I'm not asking you to cover like Lane fucking Kiffin's cunt ass, but – things like that. I expected Bama to show a little bit more. I know that Nick Saban hates to show anything, but I just expected a little bit more out of them. So they didn't look all that threatening, so to speak.
I thought they were going to be really pissed off because they were ranked number two and they were going to just come out and destroy LSU, and they didn't do it. It was just really weird. That's what, like, I don't know. But I still think they're really, really, really good.
Definitely.
Really good. Definitely. They're still –
I mean, yeah, they're four linebackers down, and they still have five stars coming on the field. So, you know, like, they're filthy in that regard. I couldn't agree more. Like, they have depth at depth. Like, we needed seven running backs to get hurt for us to have a better chance this kind of weekend, you know?
But that's what they do. So, like, as the season gets later, they're just going to start pounding the football, and they're going to run.
Just grind
you down.
They're
just going to wear you out. Like, they're not worried about the score. They'll beat people, you know, 30-10 and shit like that. But I think, I mean, that Auburn game is going to be really interesting, especially if Auburn somehow beats Georgia this week. Somehow. I don't know.
Well, let's talk Auburn next. I'll get into Mississippi State before we go on. But Auburn goes into Texas A&M, beats them like a drum, scores almost at will, has a nice little special teams. I watched that game early on because I had the over like I referenced. But they look pretty strong. They're starting to hit their stride. You know, I've been ripping Jared Stidham all season. So fucking hate that guy. But at the same time, they look to kind of be picking up steam here.
Figured it out a couple weeks ago. They kind of, you know, hit their stride. Maybe, well, I guess they lost to LSU, which is kind of
after the LSU game.
But, well, they rolled through us too. Like, that's not a big deal. They rolled through State. That's not really a big deal. But yeah, that LSU loss is really the only anomaly. But A&M, man, they're turning into exactly what we thought they were going to be. They're I don't know who
Yeah, Pierce, I'll give you credit. You called that a couple weeks ago. You said Mississippi State could be the start of the ball for Kevin Sumlin. And so maybe time for the
Ole Miss is going to beat A&M too. I can almost guarantee it. Like we might get to six.
BBD, give me the blood bank guarantee lock of the week.
I mean, it's probably a couple weeks from now still. Yeah, it's definitely not this week. Not but yeah, we play ULL this week, so hopefully we don't lose that game. Like 2 weeks ago, if you'd asked me, I told you, I'd have said we'd 60% maybe lose the ULL game. But no, this Teyamu's looking great. I would take the over again, but yeah, I think we're going to beat A&M too. Like, just lock that up right now. Moneyline the Rebs.
Well,
wow. Dude, we beat them last year with Shea in his first start. Like, we have their number. Like, we played them even good when they had Manziel.
With it being apparent that Bama can be beat by the deep ball, Auburn could give them a good game if Stidham can complete some long passes.
What do you mean, apparent? That's how we beat them 2 years in a row, is with a deep ball. We showed everybody how to beat Bama with a deep ball. Like, that's what you do. You just have to connect on, like, three or four of those a game. And it's tough to do.
That fucks Mississippi State because our wide receivers are almost in there.
Yeah, see, y'all are a running team. Y'all don't match up very
well. Yeah, I was –
We match up well for LSU. We don't match up well for Bama.
Exactly, because y'all are kind of similar running teams. And LSU, like, y'all really kind of pushed them at the line, which was cool, dude. Arden Key, nobody can block that guy, not even Alabama.
He was good.
Dude, that guy.
He was gross. Man, he was in the backfield a lot.
He is a beast. And, like, a couple weeks ago, I remember tweeting, like, hey, the one guy when we played LSU, like, hey, somebody might want to block Arden Key. I just think, like, they were trying to block him. It was just impossible.
And Hurts,
I mean, if he's doing that to Bama, like, fuck.
And Hurts made some pretty amazing escapes, too. Like, he should have had a lot more.
No doubt about it. Like, that guy's a freak. And then that other dude, the safety, I guess, or maybe he's a linebacker, 23, maybe? I don't know what his name is, but that guy's Devin White's a fucking freak, dude.
Yeah.
Shit, yeah.
So now LSU and Texas A&M have both not necessarily played Alabama closely, but they've played them well to the point where, you know, Bama had some ideas, like cause for concern. But at the same time, you know, Saban will have his boys ready this weekend. Speaking of calls for concern, I'm a little bit worried about Mississippi State this weekend, as I've harped on a couple times tonight. We barely got out of there by UMass, but at the same time, if you look at it, coming off a big win against Texas A&M, getting ready for Bama, it's easy to kind of not play your best game against a I don't even know if they're FBS school, you know, an FS, a D2 school, kind of, so to speak, Zumass. So I'm okay with that. You know, we didn't look great. I don't think Alabama is not going to be prepared because we are still at 16 in the playoff position. So we didn't make any moves up with everybody falling down. We get them at home. I mean, I'm not going to say this is Dan's year because I don't believe it. I think next year will be our best chance. But at the same time, all those things y'all just spoke about, you know, having an interior defensive lineman that can get penetration. Look at your Jeffrey Simmons. Look at Montez Sweat, who's our D end that is filthy coming out of JUCO. And then the fact that we've been able to score, we find the end zone well on defense. I mean, it gives us – I mean, you got to think we have a lot better chance than I definitely thought, you know, say a month ago after Auburn and Georgia. So I'm a little bit nervous, very excited for the game this weekend. But at the same time, I don't even think it's the biggest game in the SEC. Let's talk a little. What are the odds your boys Auburn beat Georgia, Pierce? And I call them your boys because you picked them preseason.
You know, it's looking more and more like they can. I haven't seen anybody throw the ball on Georgia. I haven't seen anybody really move the ball well on Georgia. I guess Missouri kind of threw it on them a bit, had some big
plays. South Carolina didn't play this badly against them this weekend. They were just outmanned.
Oh, just out physical up front.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But I think Auburn's got a little more than 50% chance. Like, I mean, obviously this is Georgia's last huge hurdle on their schedule before the SEC championship. So
I'll tell you, the committee is probably rooting big time for Auburn. They don't want to have to put two SEC teams into the playoff.
Oh, they don't want that at all. Just because, I mean, if that happens and then Notre Dame gets in, like, two conferences get left out. And that's just fucking hilarious. Like, people would flip their shit.
You know, so the line started at 3 and it's already moved to 2.5. I'm not going to touch it at all, but at the same time, if it's a neutral site game, it means it'd probably be a 6 or 5.5. And if it was in Athens, it'd probably be closer to 9. I wouldn't be surprised if you see that line get closer to a pick 'em, just because, I mean, Auburn came out at number 10 tonight in the polls. So they know that they are the best two-loss team, according to the committee. And so they still have something to play for. Obviously, last year they were in the Sugar Bowl, so they want to try to find a way to get into that playoff. But they have to start right now this weekend. So have to. Otherwise, they're done. Their New Year's Six chances are kind of depleted as well. Obviously, there's a lot of action left across the board. But it should be interesting. I'm pretty excited about it. Should be a good slate. And then to kind of wrap up the end of the slate for college football, Phil and I were at the same bar. It was also an Oklahoma bar, and we were able to catch Oklahoma State shootout. Baker Mayfield probably wrapped up, I think, the Heisman this weekend, and they got TCU this weekend. So I guess he could wrap it up this coming weekend. But, I mean, goodness gracious.
But, like, that game was stupid.
They covered the over in the first half.
I don't know. I don't think Mayfield should fucking win the Heisman just because of that game. Like, there was no defense being played at all. It was just what was he averaging, like 30 yards of completion?
That's Big 12 football, man.
And 5 touchdowns.
It was just dumb. I don't know. I mean, it was fun to watch, no doubt. But, like, at what point is, like, do you just not even try and play defense?
Why don't they recruit Big 12?
That's, I don't get it. Like, if you're Oklahoma, how do you not play defense?
At all.
It's ridiculous. Like, those offenses aren't that great. Like, you know, those Oklahoma State teams do that all the time, and then they played Ole Miss in the Sugar Bowl, and we just fucking beat the shit out of them.
That is true.
Like, they just – these Big 12 offenses don't translate hardly anywhere outside of the Big 12. Oklahoma's probably the best – you know, they're obviously the best against the SEC out of that whole conference.
Yeah, and, you know, we had talked about Gary Patterson's defense earlier this year in the podcast and stuff along those lines. Does TCU have a chance going into Stillwater to win that game?
Sure.
Or, excuse me, Norman.
Norman.
I get those fuckers confused over there in the
Absolutely.
Dust Bowl.
They shit the bed. Oklahoma can shit the bed with the best of them.
Oh, there's no doubt about that.
All right, so I'm going to call it the Trail of Tears Lock of the Week. I'm going to take TCU. I know that BGB doesn't like to hear us betting against his home state, but I just don't like the Big Ten or the Big 12 at all, so I'm just kind of hoping they beat each other up until they're all gone.
And they're getting close to that. What is Oklahoma, like, the one loss team they have to hang their hat? I guess TCU's got one loss too. So, yeah, one of them will get the second loss this week, and then – the other one will get one in another week or so, probably. It's just they got a championship game now. So, wait.
How does that work, Pierce? I was going to ask you that.
I literally just had that.
Do they have divisions? So they have
they don't have divisions. So, I guess it's just the top two teams because everybody plays everybody. It's a round robin. So, just the top two teams, I guess, will go. I hadn't even thought about that until, like, literally when you asked me, I was having that thought for the first time. Like, wait, how does this fucking work?
That's the queerest shit ever.
But that has to be what it is. That has to be what it is for sure.
Yeah, it is because it's. I'm looking at it now. There's 10 teams. It's Oklahoma, TCU, then a 2-loss in conference, Iowa State, and then a 2-loss Oklahoma State. And I think Oklahoma State and Iowa State play this weekend or something like that. So, I mean, it's kind of become a – without the
– So, these two teams could play again in, like, 3 weeks for the championship.
Technically,
that's pretty fun.
Yeah. So it's kind of, it is. I mean, it's funny, surprising at the same time. But I think, they're going to knock each other out.
Okay. Yeah. So follow me here. One of them wins this game, and then the other team wins the rematch, knocks them everybody down to 2 losses. Big 12's out. That's about to happen in the Big 10 because, well, Wisconsin, even with 1 loss at the end of the season, Wisconsin, that's basically like having 2 losses, I think.
Well, they'll lose twice. They'll lose to whatever good team they have left to play, and then the title.
Well, it's just Michigan. So you're telling me Michigan's going
to
beat them?
Could be Iowa this weekend. Let's not discredit the Hawkeyes now.
They
found a way to play offense. I don't know how, but they started this week.
That's a good point.
Nah, they had a couple defensive touchdowns, huh? JT Barrett was the JT Barrett we talked about in, like, the first episode.
Yeah. Well, no, Iowa threw for 5 touchdowns. They couldn't – Ohio State couldn't stop a cold. And they literally have, like, 7 guys that are projected on, like, the big board of draftees. Like, Bosa's tool shed-looking little brother is on that defense. I mean, they have a lot of stout players, but they literally couldn't stop – I mean, it was like a condom with a hole in it. They couldn't stop shit. I mean, it was bad. So I think it'll be – I don't know. Maybe it all wilts its way out or kind of withers its way out. But there could easily be, I guess, a two-loss team that could technically make it to the playoffs if Notre Dame loses or if Clemson loses a game. Miami, I guess, would.
I think there would definitely be a two-loss team in the playoff.
Really?
I do, yeah.
Definitely. Is this a Phil Gray lock? There will be. This will be the year. Two-loss team.
Yeah, I'm going to.
In the playoffs.
All right, Phil. I like it. Get out there on that. There you go. Get up there. I like it. I like it. I like it. Well, guys, that we kind of wrapped. We touched on the college football playoffs. We harped on all the teams that are relevant, and we touched on all the big games. Do we have anything else in college football we need to preface or go over before we move on to the big boys, as I like to call them?
Nah, I don't think so.
Covered it pretty good.
Well, then, since I'm talking right now, we'll start with the Cowboys. As of right now, Zeke was, since y'all heard us last, we recorded and Zeke was suspended. Then Zeke was allowed to play. Then Zeke scored touchdowns. Then Cowboys win. So Cowboys look great if they can keep Zeke on the field. And, I mean, Dak has kind of filled the shoes when he needs to, but we took a big game against the Kansas City Chiefs that have now lost 3 of 4 after starting 5-0. How about them Cowboys? Woo!
Man, I'm so sick. I said it the very first week, like, take your goddamn suspension and let's quit talking
about
this shit.
He's going to fuck himself and end up getting suspended towards the end of the season or in the playoffs. Can you get suspended for the playoffs? You can, right?
Yes, he can. I saw that they said. So whenever he has to start his sixth game, whether it be, like, I guess if it's week 11 or later, or, you know, after week 11 for any reason, if he goes that long before getting the hearing completed, then, yeah, he could very well miss the wild card round if they were to make the playoffs. But as David Hellman of the Cowboys reporter said best, without Zeke for 6 games to close the season, there's not a likelihood you're going to make the fucking playoffs.
No,
there's not. But he should have just sat out to the beginning of the year because, I mean, even if this goes through the year like Brady's did, he'll have to sit out the first 6 games of next year. And then what? You know, like, you could have had this all in the rearview mirror. But no, you had to be a fucking bitch about it. I hate fucking Zeke.
I hate the freaking political – I mean, the judicial process of this. Like,
yeah,
I mean,
that's probably
every judge wants to overrule the other judge and stay and all this shit that I don't understand. They just got to stop – just suspend his ass or not suspend his ass. Can we just – why does every judge have to disagree with each other?
And, yeah, why does every NFL thing have to go to a fucking court? Like, you don't see, you know, baseball players doing this shit or basketball players doing this shit.
Baseball players go to Congress.
Well, that was
– And then they lie under oath there. Shout out to my boy Rafael Palmeiro, period.
Yeah, but that's not even close. That's not even close to what we're talking about here with Zeke Brady. All this shit going to court. I mean – it's stupid. I don't know why the NFL, why this is even a thing. They should just have the power to fucking suspend people.
Well,
like, why are they a ballless organization?
It's something about the NFLPA, and this is why folks should never unionize if you're listening out there. What's it called? It's just a fucking nightmare dealing with them.
But they're all unions. They're all fucking unions.
The NFLPA seems to be the biggest, like, cesspool of people. You know, they're like, we're just going to lawyer up and run you through the mill and just drag this out until the end of time. It's very, like Phil said, political. It sounds like it's just, I mean, it's never ending. I would rather have at least an answer, not only for fantasy football, but for real life football. I need to know where my fucking team is going, and it's driving me nuts not knowing on a week to week basis who's playing and who's not. It kills me. So I'm hoping for that, but we'll cross next week's or this week's ballot a little later on. Let's talk a couple more games. There's a little bit of interesting stuff. Phil, I know you got back to New Orleans to catch a home game.
Yes.
How was that? It sounded a little bit crazy.
It was great. It was a great time. The dome is back to rocking. I mean, it was a pretty easy going game, which I prefer. It was lots of fun. That hit though, that cheap shot. I don't know. It doesn't get much more chicken shit than that. And to be honest, he's lucky to get one game. Like, say that he actually hurts that dude. Hey, say he hurts Lattimore. Say Lattimore is, like, out for the year. Then what do? You still only suspend him for one game? Probably not.
I agree. The severity of, like, the recourse of what happened should not I guess, dictate what the suspension would be. I mean, I think it was a dirty play, Jameis being fucking idiot Jameis across the board. I mean, from licking his fingers pregame to poking people in the back of the head when he's injured. I mean, yeah, he's just an idiot. And I'm not sure how long Tampa's going to like hinge their – I mean, this will be his second coach that he'll get fired because there's no way Dirk Cutter can stay around long. He's just an embarrassment, it seems. Offense is pathetic. But now they're going to have Ryan Fitzpatrick for the next couple weeks because he's out for a couple games with the shoulder injury. But Jameis is just a fucking idiot. Top to bottom. It seems like he was instigating that shit.
Like, it was, whether he was benched or it was for injury, like, you shouldn't be fucking around on the sideline. Go sit your ass on the bench and, you know, help Fitzpatrick.
Nah, man. Jameis is a fucking clown. I told y'all earlier this year, after you fucking get caught stealing crab legs, like, you don't come back from that. You just don't. Like, he's immature. He's a fucking piece of shit. I hate Jameis Winston.
Oh, God. I never did call it.
Add him to the list. Yeah. Add him to the list.
No, he is. Remember, Lamis Winston's on the list. He's under Phil.
God, we have cursed the shit. Our voodoo list is like lethal. Dude. Not only has everyone either gotten injured or shit themselves in some form or
really
fashion.
It is kind of scary. Like, the one doing the best on the list is Phil. Like, Butch.
Like, Butch. I'm doing really well, like, actually.
Butch, maybe. Phil. Okay, Phil. I think I helped you in all of this, Phil. Like, by making that list and putting you on the list, we completely fucked Butch Jones. We completely fucked Aaron Rodgers. We completely fucked. Who are we just talking about? Sorry, I lost my train of thought here. But we were just talking about who?
Lamis.
Oh, Lamis. Lamis Winston. There's another person under Lamis on the list.
LeBron.
I don't have it right now.
LeBron.
Oh, yeah. You wanted
LeBron.
Well,
he's not having a great year either.
They're not doing great.
Statistically, he's doing fine.
So, Phil, by trashing all these professional athletes,
you brought me all the good.
Like, holy shit, this is amazing.
What if this is what happened? When we put Phil's name on the list, he anchored everybody else on the list?
That's what happened.
Did you kiss the list, Phil? Because you know you can't kiss a death the anchor.
So maybe, like, that is what happened. Like, you anchored them and lifted yourself up, so.
Classic Jesus play. He's risen.
Dude, you are incredibly powerful, Phil. It's crazy.
Thank you.
Like,
I'd never, ever
want you, like, on a list that I'm on or, like, anything, because I won't win. Holy shit, man. This is blowing my fucking mind right now. I didn't even think about our list being so lethal and how everybody we put on the list is just completely fucked.
I mean, it's almost getting scary how good we are at this.
Everybody we said is going to get fired is going to get fired. Like, I was off a couple months on someone, but that fucker's toast. He's toast.
Our lists have done really well, so I'm pretty proud of us, guys. Everything except for our preseason picks. So we'll remember that for next year, is not to do preseason picks because we may look a little
stupid. Not at all. No, that's what I said. Like, we need to make our preseason picks week two picks. Once you can watch them for 2 weeks and kind of have an idea what's going on, like, I would have picked Clemson after watching the first quarter, and I never, ever would have picked Florida State. You know, obviously, because they look like shit first game and they lost their quarterback and yada, yada, fucking yada. Preseason predictions are dumb.
They're the worst.
But it's cool when they actually do come to fruition. You know, like, if some of them
never happens.
I kind of look like a genius. But, you know.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, if you throw enough shit at the wall, something's going to stick.
That's pretty much what this podcast is. Just people throwing shit.
Exactly. Just volume shots. That's all we got. We're like Carmelo Anthony. We're putting up 50 shots a night. Only, like, 15% are going in. And, you know, only like 85% are even hitting the rim.
Hey, I back that play. And so, speaking of shit and shit teams, your boys went on the road and took one from Russell Wilson. Have mercy. Pierce.
Yeah,
congratulations,
man.
Beat that. On a big W.
Huge W. Maybe Kirk's like adjusting to the idea that he might stay in D.C. because, I mean, San Francisco definitely slammed the door in his face. Like, if they were waiting,
he's
going
to end up.
Him,
like,
he's going to the Jets.
I did see a quote from the.
That'd be great.
I saw a quote from the 49ers that said they may not. this may not stop them from drafting someone, but or maybe going after someone else.
No, they'll draft somebody, but like you're not going to go sign Kirk Cousins, some guy that's demanding $25 million when you're going to pay Garoppolo like close to $20 million. You're not going to have two quarterbacks eating up that kind of cap space. Like Kirk's demanding money. You know, somebody's going to give it to him.
What if they play Garoppolo the next 6 weeks and he just sucks complete dick? And then they're like, well, we don't –
They're not going to blame that on Garoppolo, though. They're going to blame that on the whole team sucking dick in San Francisco. And not the pretty much like the Tenderloin District.
Yeah, I don't think they traded for him just, you know, for that. But who knows, maybe.
Well, I just don't see how you can go give a dude 20 – he's probably going to command at least $20 million. And – How you can commit to someone off of six games with what he's going to play?
Yeah, I don't. Well, I think I don't know how quickly he would jump in there. I think you have to take a little minute to, especially coming out of the same playbook and same offense you've been the second string for four or five years, however long he's been there. You know, I think it's been a little while, so it may take him a little while to get the bearings underneath him under a new offense like Kyle Shanahan's. So I don't expect I guess the bar's not set too terribly high is what I mean.
I don't know. I just feel like the Patriots trade rape everybody they trade with, and like Garoppolo is going to suck, and the Patriots are going to get, you know, basically a first round pick out of it because the 49ers are going to go 0 and whatever. And just classic Belichick rape.
God, you gotta love a good Belichick rape. And speaking of rape, let's go over. I know we had kind of pretty much we didn't add Eli to the list because there's no really reason to. He does it to himself. But man, I think Pierce said it best a couple weeks ago. He may be just done forever. Like the team looks awful. They don't even seem to be trying. They have zero receivers. Ingram looks great though. Shout out to Evan Ingram. But at the same time,
he does.
Eli's like again having the woes of turnovers. Fumbles, interceptions, everything under the sun is, I mean, he seems to fuck everything up. In the words of Archie, he's the least favorite out there.
I think I would fuck everything up if I had that big of a douchebag of a coach.
God, McAdoo looks like such a goober.
I mean, they're all probably playing just to spite that dude, like, get his ass out of town.
The whole team's trash. I don't think there's one good thing about that they have going for them right now. They're just. Overall,
they have pretty good tight
end. Yeah, they got Evan Ingram. He's going to be a stud. But yeah, Eli, he can just ride off into the sunset, man. He'll probably play another year, and then I don't know when his contract's up. But I can't see them signing him to another big deal. If they do, they're just
no. And he's getting paid too. I think he's
got a few more years for sure.
Yeah, he probably does. But, man, like if he doesn't look any better next year than he has this year, he should really consider hanging it up.
Well, he did look terrible the first several weeks with his actual weapons. Now he doesn't have anything, and he's looking just as terrible. So
exactly. So, you know, we'll see. We'll give him the benefit of the doubt and let him have, like, a down year like he had a couple years ago, and we'll see what happens, you know. But, overall, I think he's done.
Ouch, that sucks. And so it's nice to have him in the division for at least one more year, and we have one more game. So with or without Zeke, I'd like to be able to hoop that we can chalk up a win. You'll probably get another win out of him too, Pierce. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's nice to have the shittiest team or one of the shittiest teams in the conference or division in, you know, another game on the docket so you can kind of get closer to the playoffs. So it's thank you so much, Eli, for being you mouth-breathing sling blade fucking loser. by the way, I just want to let you know Dan Wetzel is reporting LiAngelo Ball and UCLA teammates could be facing 3 to 10 years for robbery under strict legal system. And they do not have American-style bail, so they will not be bailed out accordingly.
This is great. This is great.
What did I say? You don't fuck around in China. You don't even know the laws there. Why are you going to break laws that you don't even understand? Like, how stupid do you have to be to do that?
Look, the kids clearly weren't raised right.
Well, and they're just kids, too. Like, any, you know, they're 18-year-old kids are stupid. They're among the dumbest people in the world.
The way their father acts, they think they can do whatever they want, probably. Or say anything they want.
The Ball specifically, yeah.
I think that's a UCLA, LA entitlement. They went abroad, and they're like, we're Americans. We can do whatever we want.
Y'all Have you met any kids that are like 17 or 18? That's just across the board. That's all of them. It's not just these LA kids or just the balls. They're all fucking little douchebag pieces of shit that think they can just have whatever they want because they've just been handed everything their whole life. It's like they're the participation trophy crowd.
Yeah.
It's the get off my lawn segment.
Yeah. I mean, I know that like I'm a millennial and I'm part of that too, but like, we're at the beginning of the millennials, not really. We're not like them.
I don't know. I'm pretty smack dab in the middle of the cliche millennials, so I can't talk too terribly much. But I agree with you. I get what you're saying. Yeah, they feel like they can rule the world and everything is owed to them. So I think when you're given all of this and told you're going to be great and all that other jazz, like you can do whatever your heart desires, that you feel that, you know, everyone bends over backwards for you. Well, joke's on you, UCLA basketball players. When you leave LA, nobody fucking thinks that way. So enjoy jail in China. I'm sure John McCain.
3-10.
Yeah, John, that's rough time spent. Woof. But I digress. We'll go back to pro football before we close up the segments for the evening. This weekend seems like a pretty strong slate. Cowboys are at Atlanta, so we're going to try to help Phil Deuce do a little work in the NFC South. We'll try to knock them down a peg. But y'all have some enticing games this weekend as well. Y'all are both playing teams above 500. I'd love to get your take. Phil, first, you're playing at Buffalo. Is that correct?
Yes, that is.
How do you feel going up to Bills?
I would really love to go up to that.
Bills Mafia, brother.
I got things to do. But it's, you know, as soon as you start buying into the Bills, then they go into the get their asses kicked by the Jets.
I think that was a trap game if I've ever seen one, though. Thursday night game, interdivisional, on the road, home team's getting points. That was asking for a Jets plus 3.5, and most people that took that. So, I mean, that wasn't as surprising except for, I guess, the average looker on, whatever the term would be. But I mean, watch out for Buffalo to be pissed this week coming back.
Oh yeah. I haven't looked at the spreads or anything. I would guess it's probably like a pick 'em or something. But I think it'll be a good game. You know, Buffalo is definitely solid. And the Saints pass defense is actually legitimately good. So Shady McCoy is going to have to beat us, not Tyrod Taylor.
It's minus 2.5, Phil, and 70% of the money is on New Orleans. Y'all are favored by 2.5 on the road.
Interesting.
Haven't you done a happiness hedge in the past on your boys?
I usually just do money line happiness hedges.
Okay. That's cool. I just wasn't sure. I was going to get your take on that. You're the pro here. You're the pro.
No, I'm not in the business of anchoring my teams anymore. I'm just going to, you know. Just give a little insight and no predictions or.
God, you should. You obviously should because you have some fucking freakish power. I'm still blown away by this. But man, sorry, I was reading this. I'm reading about these fucking UCLA idiots. They're like, it could take 30 to 37 days before they see a judge. Chinese prosecutors enjoy a 99.2% conviction rate.
So that topic, I guess, of conversation has kind of stolen the show for the episode. But Pierce,
I'm done now.
Let me get your attention for five more seconds. Take an Adderall. What do you think about
taking Adderall? Are you kidding me?
Fucking focus for 1 minute. Hey, this Washington Minnesota game, and I'll let you go back to reading the internet tonight.
Hey, quick little aside. I was typing into Google when you said that, and I Googled Adderall.
You're about as smart as a gray crayon.
My mind is gone right now. Dude, Skins, I think the Vikings were off this week, so that's probably not good for us. Team coming off a bye, had plenty of time to plan some stupid little trick plays that'll fool the shit out of our defense. But
trick plays like that Saints one? Did y'all see that play?
What'd y'all do?
Oh, my God. On the kickoff, Kamara catches it. Tommy Lee Lewis was lying down in the end zone trying to hide from
it. I remember that. Oh, you're not talking about recently.
This was this past weekend.
I've seen somebody do that play before.
Okay. It failed miserably.
So I love it.
Sometimes when you have the time to prepare for those trick plays, it's not necessarily a good thing.
Well, dude, that's a stupid play, though. Like, I don't think Minnesota's going to be doing some shit like that, especially after seeing how it worked out for you guys. But maybe. I don't know. You know, they're kind of stupid. It's a home game for the Skins, so we got that going for us, which is nice. But, you know, oh, dude, Skins and Saints in 2 weeks at the Saints. Yeah. Holy shit, why are we not going to that game?
I mean,
we're both going to be in Colorado.
I would be if I still lived here.
Yeah, that's a bummer, man. That's a real bummer, man. But, yeah, Skins probably win this week because, well, now I'm going to anchor them by picking them. But, yeah, give me the Skins, baby. I don't think the anchor
works as well for you as it does for me.
No, dude, I got no power.
We could find cheap flights from
– we probably could. And just fly in for the game and then leave immediately and just, like, Facebook Live the whole thing.
Sure.
we'll do Instagram Live. Fuck Facebook.
Okay. But, all right.
Yeah, bro. Duh.
Maybe we get a GoPro.
Oh, I got one of those.
Done.
What the fuck are y'all even talking about?
Who knows anymore? Yeah, Kip. All shut right. up.
So that's the end of that segment. Let's go into basketball for the evening. We've already harped a little bit on LaVar Ball and his kid and how he's going to spend Thanksgiving in jail in China. I doubt they serve turkey and dressing over there, but let's talk a little. College basketball is going to start up this week. So by the time you're listening to this, it's the day of tip off. They no longer do the cool ass 24 hours of basketball, which I hate. That would have been really cool.
Are you sure? I bet they do that. It's not the very beginning, I don't think. I think it's like the second week of the season. They did it last year, I know, because I like watched the whole 24 hours.
On October 11th.
Oh, they're going to do it.
They still do it.
ESPN canceled the 24-hour college basketball tip-off marathon. Oh, just another fucking thing ESPN can ruin. Yeah. They can ruin a wet dream.
They probably fired a bunch of people.
Yeah, all the commentators that were going to do those games got fired. And now
they're
fucking CBS Sports.
We had to clean house because we're giving Sam Ponder a bunch of money for a job she doesn't deserve.
Same for Jamel Hill on the SportsCenter 6. Don't forget to tune in. But what's it called? So, yeah, college basketball starts up this week. And at the same time, NBA is actually kind of getting into stride, I guess. Once we can start to see exactly what teams may be where.
Wait. Did y'all hear that the Cavs are in trouble and they're probably not going to win the Eastern Conference?
Says who?
Says everybody. They're terrible.
Well, yeah, they're really old.
I think they'll still make the playoffs.
I'm fucking kidding.
Okay. What's it called? I don't know. I kind of like Boston, though. I mean, Kyrie's found a little groove since he told the fans to suck his dick. He's won like seven in a row.
I don't give a shit. The Cavaliers are going to be in the finals, period.
Oh, no doubt. 100,000,000%.
I think that's your kiss of death working right there.
Yeah, you might have just ruined them.
I'll be happy to because remember where LeBron's on the hate list.
Yeah, I know. I was just about to say maybe this is how LeBron goes to shit. He doesn't make the finals, which for LeBron is like the end of the fucking world, and it's going to be Phil's fault. We'll see. We'll see. Stay tuned, ladies and gents. See if Phil can finish off the entire list. Let's talk about my team.
I talked preseason about how Minnesota was going to be my team because they had Jimmy B was rejoining Tibbs in Minnesota. They kind of look good. That's kind of cool. I'm excited about it. So I'm stoked, seeing as the NHL's a little bit of fun, the NBA can be a little bit of fun, and baseball is now over. So I'm just trying to find ways to fill the time. So, you know, unless we get an arrest every week, we're going to have to find some fine things to talk about.
The NBA is
just
watchable.
Oh, it's definitely watchable. I mean, the beginning of the year is not really. Like, I'm watching the Nuggets right now. They're up 13. Go Nuggets. But
shout out to our Denver
Market game.
Yeah. Yeah, Phil.
We're going to crush the Denver. Well, my dad only had one other ticket. But
Pierce is going to milk that. You shouldn't have told him you had season tickets. He's going to ask you every week.
Like, Phil, Nugs are at home tonight. It's your dad game.
I'm like, Dad. Can I have tickets to the game, please?
He doesn't even know me, and he's just going to hate me. He's going to be like, God damn it, that fucking guy. He doesn't live with some word.
Definitely.
Pierce, you just described everyone.
Well, duh.
They don't even know you, but they hate you.
I'm misunderstood. It's because like I want things a certain way, and people don't get how I want it done. It's just frustrating.
That's called being a brat.
every day.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. We're doing some name calling? I thought it was civil.
That's like 3-year-old name calling. I call him a brat.
Yeah.
What an adult says to a little child.
Maybe that's like my millennial. I did find this new chicken restaurant down the street. They got the best chicken tenders I've ever had in my life. So along those lines of being a kid, bird call in Denver. Y'all should check it out when you get here. It's pretty good.
That's called free advertising right there.
Free advertising.
700 weekly listeners.
Free, yeah, if you live in Denver and you haven't been to Bird Call, it's the best chicken sandwich in town. Fucking incredible.
For the record, Pierce's sample size is very small. So the people at the Post that listen to this, don't listen to Pierce. He doesn't know shit.
Oh, my God. You know, you should listen to me. Dude, I know a good chicken sandwich when I taste it. I'm not a fucking idiot. Like, this makes Chick-fil-A look like minor league baseball.
Sure. All right. On that note, I'm just angry at you now.
Yeah.
Don't ever say it. Chick-fil-A is always major league everything. They're the best. I love those guys.
Not on Sunday. They're not.
That's a true touche. That's a good point. That's a very good point.
So on Sundays, you go to this other place.
No, yeah, I will not get a Chick-fil-A again as long as I'm here and I can go to Bird Call. It's the best.
Yeah. I don't believe that for 1 second.
Okay.
I feel dumber for sitting in on this episode, but let's wrap this up. Let's get back to that. Everybody can go watch Denver Nuggets. Phil, you can go back to touching yourself and packing, and then we're excited. Next week, by this time, Phil will be in Denver, so tune back in. We may have a video blog for you next week from all of us here in Denver with love. But and then we want to give a shout out. Rest in peace, Roy Holiday passed away today. Was flying his plane. Wrecked. I know it's a somber way to end the episode, but we figured we had to give out rest in peace to the Doc. He was a killer fucking pitcher. I think he's pretty much one of the reasons that the Phillies won the World Series, and I think they went to back-to-back ones.
He
pitched a no-hitter in the playoffs. I mean,
he's
that's
filthy.
So, that's special.
Dude was a beast.
I hate that for the world. You know, he was apparently an avid pilot for himself, like would just fly this like glider-ish. And then
he's like John Denver, man.
God damn. Always. Damn. I hate to hear it.
Look, if there's one thing that we can take from this is everybody's not cut out to be a pilot. Like, I got no desire to fly a plane. Like, if I flew a plane, I'd probably crash it, too.
Jesus.
I couldn't throw a perfect game either, but, you know.
But you can find a damn good chicken sandwich no matter what town you're in.
Oh, dude, just like Google found me that, and then I went there, and the rest is history. I'm like friends with everybody in there now. I've been there like 4 times.
Jesus. Well, everybody, for the listeners at home, please don't forget to go subscribe, rate, and review. Sorry, I got a hiccup on the way. Please give us 5 stars. Tell us what you don't like about Pierce and the restaurants that he chooses.
Then again, I would love to hear your criticism about my eating habits.
As well as look for us next week. We'll be back again. And so everyone have a great week. Travel safe, Phil, with all your packing up and then bringing everything west. We're excited to have you here.
Stoked.
Yes. Man, we can't wait, Phil. It's going to be great.
It's good. It's
going
to be a lot of fun. We're stoked. I'm excited at least.
You just won't have to mail me my care package now. You can just hand gift it to me.
Right to your face. How cool is that?
Oh, it's going to be so
awesome. I just save Pierce like $7 in shipping. That's pretty nice.
Fuck yeah, dude. I love it. So I'm probably going to have you pick it up, but
just bend home whatever the total is.
I'm going to end up sending Phil the money. Yep. That's a solid move. But anyway,
yep.
It's going to be great, Phil. Can't wait.
And then
Yeah.
So everybody have a great weekend. We'll talk to y'all next week. And then Hail State. Fuck Bama.
Hottie toddy.
Bad. Peace.